The news is read by Brian Jennings.
A man in his 30s has been arrested in Cork City in connection with the death of a man who was fatally attacked while attending a funeral in Tralee, County Kerry, yesterday. The 43-year-old man, who died, has been named locally as Thomas Dooley of Hazelwood Drive in Killarney. His wife, who was injured in the attack, is being treated in hospital. From Tralee, our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy.
Thomas Dooley was 43, a husband and father from Hazelwood Drive in Killarney. He and his wife were attending a funeral at Ra Cemetery in Tralee when a fracas broke out. Thomas Dooley was stabbed and fatally injured. He was pronounced dead before his body was removed to the nearby University Hospital, Kerry. His wife was also stabbed and seriously injured. She's being treated at the same hospital. Later today, a post-mortem examination will be conducted on Mr. Dooley's body by state pathologist Dr. Sally Ann Collis. At the same time, Gardaí have established an incident room at Tralee Garda Station. Early this morning, detectives arrested a man in his 30s in Cork City in connection with the death of Thomas Dooley. The man is detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. He can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Tralee.
The electricity system will face a shortfall of supply over demand for the next decade, according to the grid operator Airgrid. Its annual generation capacity statement, published today, describes the situation as stark and serious and warns the number of system alerts will increase. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
Over the short term, the gap between the demand for electricity and how much is generated is likely to get worse. According to Airgrid, the performance of existing power plants is poor. Some have closed before their expected retirement date, taking power out of the system. On average, 25% of existing generation has been subject to unexpected outages in recent years. Also, new power, which had been contracted to the system, has failed to materialise because developers pulled out. The grid operator also says in its report that it doesn't believe some of the recently announced new power plants will materialise on time due to technical and planning difficulties. The report also outlines how data centres and other big users are now expected to use more power than previously forecast. Overall, demand for electricity is set to rise by 37% by 2031, with data centres and other large users accounting for the bulk of new demand, but electric vehicles and heat pumps accounting for more power too.
At least 16 migrant women have died and many others are missing after a boat sank off the coast of Greece. The Coast Guard in Greece said the boat was carrying 40 people and the bodies of 16 people have been recovered off the island of Lesbos. A UN report says Afghanistan's economy has contracted by a quarter since the Taliban recaptured the country in August last year. The UN Development Programme says it took less than a year to wipe out $5 billion of GDP built up in the previous decade, and that Taliban restrictions on women in the workforce has resulted in a 5% cut in national output. It also describes how 19 out of 20 Afghans are now living below the poverty line. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is joining 43 other European leaders in Prague for the inaugural summit of the European Political Community. It's a new forum to allow heads of government across the continent to address key challenges, including the war in Ukraine. From Prague, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The European political community is the brainchild of French President Emmanuel Macron. In May, he proposed a continent-wide forum of EU and non-EU countries, including those who wanted to join, as a platform to discuss shared challenges. His view was that the accession of countries in Europe's neighbourhood had ground to a halt, and as such, those countries were not incentivised to deepen reforms. In Prague today, 43 leaders will discuss the war in Ukraine, the energy crisis and migration. There will be a plenary session and then leaders will break into roundtable discussions on the key challenges. The idea is they will bring their own ideas and perspectives. The Ukrainian President, Volodymyr Zelensky, will join via video link. There will be a significant focus on Liz Truss, who was said to have been lukewarm on the idea, but then enthusiastically accepted the invitation. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Prague.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. The award-winning Grant Vortex condensing oil boiler, helping Irish homes benefit from lower cost heating. Visit grant.eu.
Today will be blustery and showery. Showers will be most frequent over the northern half of Ireland and will turn heavy and prolonged at times in the northwest. There will be some sunny spells, especially in the south. Highest temperatures 13 to 17 degrees in a moderate to fresh and gusty southwest wind, which will be strong at times in the northwest.